now I do stand as a proud morena. I'm very proud of the colour of my skin. I can't say I'm entirely proud of being Filipina, but I'm not entirely proud of being Australian either. But I am proud of being in that, having that complexity of culture, and having these multiple identities. That is something that I am proud of.
Matapos tanggihan at isang tabiang pinagmulang kultura ng kanyang mamagulang noong kanyang kabataan, lubos na ngayong niyayakap at ipinagmamalaki ng artist na si Marquette Santiago ang kanyang pinagmulang Pilipino. Ating balikan ang naging panayam kay Marquette Santiago nang dumalo ito sa naging selebrasyon ng International Women's Day noong taong 2019, kung saan ibinahagi niya ang kanyang mga naging karanasan bilang isang woman of color o babae na may kulay kayumanggi sa Australia, at paano nabago ng panahon ang kanyang pananaw sa pagiging isang batang migrante na lumaki sa isang kakanluraning bansa. Isang Filipino-Australian artist sa mga naging panelists sa ginanap na Girls Talk Women's Work na ginanap sa Kasula Powerhouse Arts Center sa Kasula sa New South Wales noong International Women's Day 2019. Sa naturang event, buong pagmamalaking dumalo si Marquette at umupo sa harapan ng mga tao bilang isang panelist. Dala ang nooy kanyang maliit na sanggol, at sa kalagitnaan ng programa ay nakita itong nagpasuso sa kanyang anak.
I'm here with Marquette, and you just had the panel for the Girls Talk Women's Work, and you had your baby with you, which shows motherhood, which is part of being a woman. So how was it?
It was good. I thought it was really engaging conversations. I felt quite empowered being up there breastfeeding my baby while I was speaking, and in the company of those wonderful women as well. So I thought, and looking out into the audience and seeing so many women there as well, and boys and men. So I think it's also important to speak to them about womanhood, and in order to empower ourselves, I think everyone needs to be on board. Yeah,
you mentioned breastfeeding while doing the panel. I think it shows a great importance of part of being a woman and a mother, and also making the audience, which included men and boys in the audience. But how do you think you being a mother helps in really empowering women and also girls who were part of the audience?
At the very least, I hope I can be a positive example to girls growing up. I think when I was growing up, I wanted to be a doctor because I didn't think I'd be able to make a career out of art. But yet here I am, and I think I'm in a very fortunate position to be in Australia with the support of my family to be both a full-time artist and a full-time mum at the same time.
Gamit ang kanyang sining ng pagpipinta, ipinakita ng artist at ina na si Marquette ang iba't ibang imahe ng pagiging isang babae, lalo na bilang isang Filipina sa Australia.
I know that most of your works depict women and their role in the society, but it's also important to really mention your Philippine heritage in your works and the arts that you do.
Yeah, my cultural heritage and my ethnicity is really the foundation of my practice, because for a very long time, or for most of my childhood, I really rejected it. So now that I'm in this position as an adult, raising my own children with complex cultural identities, I think it was really the only thing that I could feel, that I felt absolute confidence in speaking about, is my experience in my cultural heritage. And even for me personally, outside of art and just for the personal experience, I think it was really important for me to try and articulate my cultural heritage and try to understand it, even if that means I want to challenge it. I think that's sort of an important part of understanding who you are and understanding who your family is, in order to know where, you know, who you are and where you're going. Yeah.
Kung gaano ka-proud ngayon ang morenang artist, ibang-iba naman ito nung kanyang kabataan habang lumalaki noon sa Sydney.
And you've shared with the audience how you felt like you wanna melt at the back of your classroom when you were little. having your color and with your name, were your teacher having the difficulty in pronouncing your name? But how is it now that you are Market Santiago doing your arts?
It's definitely a different experience. I think it's a completely different context now. I mean, even then, my experience is different where I am. I mean, when I'm in Western Sydney, it's different to when I'm in Eastern Sydney. So it still comes with, I think, difficulties, and at the same time, it also comes with advantages. So I think at the very least, I'm in a position now where I'm more aware of the position that I'm in, and I'm more understanding than when I was a child. And, you know, my immediate response was to reject and perceive it as a negative reaction.
Yeah, and I think sharing it with others, like your personal experience, being a woman of color, is also important.
Yeah, I think there's a lack of representation of women of color, and now I do stand as a proud morena. I'm very proud of the color of my skin. I can't say I'm entirely proud of being Filipina, but I'm not entirely proud of being Australian either. But I am proud of having that complexity of culture and having these multiple identities. That is something that I am proud of.
At sa kanyang mga painting na nagawa at ibinabahagi sa publiko, bukod sa makikita ang kanyang pagka-Pilipino, mahalagang mapaksa rin ng kanyang sining, ang pagiging isang babae at ina.
Explores all of these things, mainly the experience of women and mothers. So something that's very personal, something that's very relevant to me now. And yeah, sort of exploring various aspects of motherhood, some where I feel empowered and really championing my position as a mother, and others where I present myself as more vulnerable, or the vulnerability of motherhood and womanhood.
Maybe last one, for those mothers who think that they are weak or they are at a loss at some point in their lives because of their color, what can you say to them?
I can say, just from my experience, I have never felt stronger or more empowered than I am as a mother.
Annalyn Violata para sa SBS Filipino.